to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere, at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Public Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two. Pick two.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two. Pick two in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Christopher and Dion did HIV tests and both proved negative. Alonso called Shelley about the report of an unidentified murdered Venezuelan woman who looked like Benicia. He remarked about the numerous cases of abuse of these women and said he had decided to turn his life around. Christopher and Dion saw Usher with a young lady in a restaurant and told her the truth about him, and he angrily left right away. Right now, Unique is visiting Divine.
Unique?
Hey, Divine. I'm sorry for just turning up without calling.
Hey, stop it. Come in before all the AC let out. You know you're welcome here anytime. You come at the right time to help me cook.
Wait, man. Like you just wait for I come over here to help you cook.
Girl, I can't wait for this baby to born. I just get him bigger by the day.
Big and blessed.
That's right.
All right, let me go in the kitchen.
Yeah, getting help.
Are you hungry too?
I started cutting up some cabbage. Ryan told me this morning he feel like eating cabbage and beef.
Where he and my godson?
They gone to the mechanic. Said he hearing a knocking in the engine.
You know these men in the cars.
Yeah. So what you wanna do?
You finish cutting up the cabbage. I can cut up the onion and some.
Alright, good.
Divine, I want to talk to you about something.
Okay.
I hope it's not fake news like the last time, but my period late again.
What?
Yes. Like I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know if I should take the test or wait more longer or what. I'm too excited though.
How late you late, Unique?
Only 2 days. But gosh, girl, the anxiety and tension killing me.
Any symptoms?
Well, for the past week I've been more tired than usual and sleeping a lot.
Yes! That is a sign of pregnancy.
Yeah?
Any changes to the breasts?
Yes, they're feeling more full and tender than usual.
Unique! You pregnant? You have to do a pregnancy test.
You really think I should?
What are you waiting on? Your period late and you have pregnancy symptoms.
Oh gosh, Divine, this is really happening?
I told you to be patient.
I'm gonna wait to do the pregnancy test with Kevin. He deserves to be there when we find out.
Oh gosh, I can't wait till you find out.
You're gonna have your baby long before me, but at least for a little bit, we're gonna be pregnant together.
Yes!
Oh gosh, Divine, I can't tell you how happy I am happy. I waited so long for this.
I know. Everything is gonna work out for you and Kevin. Nothing happens before it's time.
Kevin is gonna be so happy.
And he's gonna be such a good father.
Imagine at one point people with HIV were afraid to even think about having children.
Unique, look how things change, eh? What different advancement in treatment makes, eh?
Now me and my husband can conceive a child the natural way and not worry about me infecting him with the virus because my viral load is undetectable and he's on PrEP.
Yep.
Oh gosh, this is so emotional for me.
I know, hon.
I didn't even think I had a future. Sometimes I used to wonder silently if I could even live to see the age of 30.
You have a long life ahead of you.
I believe, Divine. I believe. I'm gonna stay on treatment. Have a healthy diet, exercise, be a good mother to my baby. Just live a normal life like anyone else.
You will.
I can't wait to confirm it with a test later today.
And you got to call me as soon as you know.
Of course.
I love you, my sister, and you'll make a great mother.
Yes, Divine, yes.
Hello?
Hola, Shelly. It's me, Benicia.
Benicia? Oh, gosh. Look how long I'm trying to call you.
See, I didn't have my phone.
You alive? Everything okay with you?
See, I am alive.
I see this picture with this unidentified murdered Venezuelan woman. And it looks so much like you.
It's not me. I am here.
So what's going on, huh? You know the woman?
Shelly, you don't know what is going on up here with us. Some of our Venezuelan women are being killed quietly and there is nobody helping us.
I am so sorry, Benicia.
If I tell you all that we are going through, you would cry. I cry many days. It's not easy.
Yes, what's really going on with you and your family?
Many Guyanese people don't like us, you know.
Same story, eh? Hi.
The men say all kind of things to us Venezuelan women.
Benicia, they don't even leave Guyanese women alone on the road. Some of them, when they see foreign women, is like the inner pervert and despicable that's multiplied by 100.
I'm so sad sometimes when I'm walking and so many of them are saying things to me that make me feel so uncomfortable.
I know it must be hard.
We have so many problems here, Shelley. Because some of us can't speak the English too well, they make fun of us. They mistreat us. They don't want to help us.
Oh, gosh.
Sometimes something happens to somebody and they try to get help, but they don't know the English too well. They don't get help.
Oh, no.
Many of my relatives are being taken advantage of at work.
Like how so?
Oh, so many stories. One of my nieces got a job in a shop.
Okay.
And the owner of the business, like, he like her, but she don't like him.
Uh-huh.
So he tell her if she wants to keep her job, she must have a sexual relationship with him. And if she doesn't, then he would fire her. She didn't, so he fired her.
Oh, gosh. It's why some men are disgusting, eh? They know that these poor people come into Guyana for betterment, and they're only making the situation worse.
When you work, they don't want to pay what they owe you. My nephew worked 3 months with this man building this big place, and he refused to pay my nephew.
You know when I hear some of these things, it's make I get real dread. It's what really this do some people, man. Or you could have somebody working with you for 3 months and not pay them.
And they think all of us Venezuelan women are only here to do sex work.
Oh gosh, Benicia.
The men not only feel they can talk to us anyhow, but they want to touch you and when you refuse to have a relationship with them, some of them rape and beat and kill you.
No, ma'am, Benicia. I gotta try and do something. We can't continue like this. Venezuelans are people and their lives matter just like any one of us.
Oh, Shelley, we need help. It's so much abuse, rape, and murder. It's like there is no value to our lives.
But your lives are valuable. In Guyana, we have a problem with some of these men. They grew up thinking that they could do anything to women, abuse and kill women, and the cycle just continuing. We got to do something to stop this. Benicia?
Shelley, I need help for myself too.
What's going on with you, Benicia?
Well, you know what? I'm fine. Don't worry about that.
You sure? Because the crying, you start crying just now.
I'm okay. I'm living with somebody. His name is Julius.
Guyanese?
Yes.
I hope he put in the hand on you. Because I would be on the next flight out to you there.
No, no. It's okay.
You're sure, Benicia?
Si. We are okay.
All right. Well, here we go. With all these things I hear going on up there, I can try my best for help however I can.
Gracias, Shelley. Gracias.
And try to keep your phone close to you so I could get you when I call.
No problema.
And call me if you hear anything.
Sin ningún problema.
Good, we can talk soon.
Adios, Shelley.
Kevin, come sit with me.
Unique baby, I had such a long and stressful day. I just was praying to come home and see my beautiful wife.
And I was waiting for my handsome husband to come home.
Come here. So how was your day?
Great! I spent most of it over by Divine.
Oh, how Big Belly doing?
She's okay.
Good.
Well, she might not be the only Big Belly around soon.
What?
Okay, baby. I don't want you to be disappointed, but I think it's for real this time.
Wait, you take the test?
Not yet.
So, you know.
Period late by 2 days and I have some symptoms. I've been feeling tired, sleeping more than usual. My breasts are fuller and tender.
Oh, shoot.
I want us to find out together like last time.
Okay, well, we gotta do. Come on, baby. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's
go. All right. All right. Let me go to the washroom and do my thing.
You need help?
What you gonna do? Be on the stick with me?
You never know. If you're pregnant, I might have some of the hormones too.
Okay, Kevin, I think it's time.
Yeah?
You ready?
Wait.
What?
Unique, if you're pregnant for truth, we gonna be parents?
Well, yeah. That's the point of us trying to get pregnant.
We gonna be parents? We gonna have we own a son or daughter? You know how big of a deal that is?
All right, baby. Calm down. Let me find out first, and then we can think about what we really get ourselves into.
Okay.
I don't know who more nervous, me or you.
I just want it to be true.
Well, on a count of three. One, two, three.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy. So when you're having fun, don't
forget condom. Stigma and discrimination to people living with HIV hurts. The person living with HIV deserves respect, tolerance, inclusion, and support like any other person. If your beliefs or attitude cause you to scorn or fear a person living with HIV, speak with that loved one or a professional today. Caring for those living with HIV does you no harm. Learn the facts. HIV is life-changing, but with treatment, not life-threatening.
A message from the Ministry of Health and the National AIDS Program Secretariat with support from Global Fund.